following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
We're flying into Montreal, M-U-N, Montreal, even though it's M-O-N, but you know those foreigners. Or as Big Fatty likes to call anything that is not America, the Mexicans. So you know those Mexicans. And Quebec. After we fly into Montreal, we're overnighting in Montreal and then being bussed, whisked away to Quebec.
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty, online.
The Mexicans. So you know those Mexicans.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2559 of the BFO for right the 17th of November 2017. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's a voice letter palooza. Hello, gobblers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you gobblers. You gobblers today, because y'all, today, for right, is Big Fatty's. Last day of work at the coal mine until midday on Tuesday the 28th of November. Y'all, I'm going to Hatlanta, and then I'm going to be gone that all of next week. And then I'm not coming back on that Sunday, because, you know, that's one of the busiest travel days there is, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Y'all, I'm coming back on that Monday, the 27th, and y'all, then I have to go to El Dentista, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentista, on that Tuesday morning. So, It's y'all, it's going to be a quiet day in the coal mine today. I think it's just going to be three of us, maybe four of us in the coal mine. So, y'all, it'll be a skeleton staff. Big Fatty, is it Halloweeny time again? No. Oh, y'all, although, I meant to tell you this, we did not pull out the illuminated skull in our yearly ritual this year at the beginning of October, and then put it up on the 1st of November. Y'all, we pulled it out on the 1st of November, and y'all, we're just going to have the illuminated skull through the rest of 2017. So it's the turkey skull, Big Fatty, and the Santa skull, Big Fatty, poor Santa. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all, a longtime listener to the BFO, and y'all, she is married. She is married, yes, Big Fatty, to the old ball and chain. She's married to the old ball and chain. Well, that and my immigrated straight boyfriend. Y'all, it's y'all, it is none other than Tara in Michigan. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Tara in Michigan. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, you fucked it up last year. I did, but I've got it correct now on the mock in calendar. Y'all, it is Shy Tom. Big Fatty, is he related to Shy Yeti? No. But he is. He is related to Randy in the Penis Slivania. Oh, Big Fatty Shy Tom in the Penis Slivania. It's true. I don't think Tom listen. Big Fatty, he'll be made to listen to this. Well, probably so. Anyway, y'all, if you see Tara in Michigan or Shatom or Randy in Penis Slivania on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. And not, don't be giving Tara any of your spotted dick. Big Fatty, I cannot believe I'm that vulgar.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Dad. It's me, Nessa. I made you proud today because I went to the Kohl's, which I know you love the Kohl's, and I called to tell you how much I saved. I got a luggage set that was regularly $250, and it was on sale for $100, but I got it for $67.62, and I also got two pairs of sunglasses, a bracelet, and a cosmetic set. And my total for all those things was $108.68, but I saved $220.91, and I got $20 worth of Kohl's cash. I just wanted to share the good news with you. Anyways, I love you, and I hope you're well. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Dear, I gotta say, y'all, that is my youngest daughter. Yes, Big Betty, and the number one fan of the BFO for 2017. It's true. Y'all, that's Nessa. And Nessa, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear from the children during the holiday season. Yes, Big Fatty, they always call just to make sure you're still kicking. Oh, y'all, that is the last of that poke that I made. Excellent. Excellent coupon report there, Nessa. And, it could not be more timely. Before I went on my cruise of a lifetime with Durwood, Granny, and Big Dick, I had to buy the new valise, and it was just too big. It was too big. And the coal mine has sort of kind of an electronic bulletin board. Big Fatty, is that technology? Well, kinda. But anyway, y'all, it was too big, and I ordered the next size down. And it's just, it's the Goldilocks factor. One of them is too big, one of them is too small, and the other one is just right. Yes, Big Fatty. But I still had the giant one. So y'all, I advertise it. It was a $450 piece of luggage, and Kohl's always up marks everything, and it was on sale for 50% off, and then I had a 30% coupon, and then I had another $20 in Kohl's cash or whatever. I think I paid $150, maybe $160 for it. And so, y'all, I just put it on the electronic bulletin board, and I was very honest with them. I said, I've used it once, but it's just too big for a single person, perfect for a couple. Asked for $100 cash money for it. Yes, Big Fatty, from the ATM machine. It's true. Cash money from the ATM machine. And y'all went out. Let's see. I guess this is what is it? I guess I posted it on Tuesday, and then I put it into the mechanical on Tuesday, and then it was posted on Wednesday morning. Y'all, I had two people on Wednesday express interest, and one of them just couldn't get over to the coal mine offices and take a look at it, make sure it was okay. So y'all, I the person I sold it to used to be a neighbor, and came by with the cash money, and I had the valise in all its glory, big, fatty, ready for it, and y'all. So the fatty family, Nessa and I, we are dealing in the luggage these days, the valises, the grips, if you will. Yes, big fatty.
Hello, big fatty. It's your number three fan, Gay Country Wes. I am off work and now have a few minutes that I can actually record something. I wanted to say how much of a wonderful time it was when Jay and Ron came down to Atlanta to visit. Yes, the colonnade was wonderful and filling as always. But then we got them to Wolf's and put a bunch of beer in them, and then we left there, and I took them to Decatur to the brick store pub, and we had some pierogies and a couple of really awesome things, and they said they liked it, so that made my heart swell, and it was great to be able to spend some extra time with them, and oh my God, we talked and talked and talked and talked. And you know me, I mean, I can talk forever on end. So I can't wait to see you in December. It's not long off. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, it's always wonderful to have you in the city. So got to get that all figured out. So anyway, much love, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Gay Country West. Yes, Big Fatty, and not spelled. It is not spelled to you. And West, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your dulcet tones. Yes, Big Fatty, and he's a number three fan. It's true. We got the number one and the number two. Oh, I mean the number three fan of the BFO for 2017 calling in. I guess just the number two couldn't be bothered. Big Fatty, you know those number twos. It's true. But anyway, Wes, thank you so much for the call. And I know you had the fried chicken of a lifetime with Jay and Ron. They have the colon aid, and I'm looking forward to celebrating next month. It'll probably be about a month from I think we're kind of looking around the 18th of December. So that's, you know, it's about a month away. So looking forward to seeing you again. I'm sorry I won't be able to see you during Spanksgiving. But you know, that's Hatterina time and all. So you know, got to get her all decorated up for Crema and everything. So, but thank you so much for the call, and I'm sure Jay and Ron are thrilled to hear those kind words as well. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I'm calling with not one, but two receipts today. I know it's been a little while. My first receipt is actually from Norman's Hallmark Trap. I went in and bought four of the very large jarred Yankee candles, and they were $27.99 each, and I paid $59.34, and that includes tax, because I had to buy two, get two for a coupon, so I saved $55.98, so you really can't beat that kind of a price, because that's three Christmas presents and a present for me. The other receipt that I have is my typical CVS receipt, and it's a little off, but I'll go over what I got. I got two prescriptions. No, it's $4. Not that big of a deal. I got three bottles, 2-liter bottles of Diet Pepsi for 99 cents each. I got two large bottles of Dove body wash, which was buy one, get one half off. And then I got two bags of the Airhead Bites, because, you know, I have a problem. I got a large bottle or large tub of moisturizer and a bottle of nail polish. And on this receipt, I paid $40.99 for a savings of $16.45 or 30%. What CVS forgot to do was take off another 30% off coupon I had. So they ultimately gave me another $8 back in extra care bucks, which is, you know, free money. So I essentially only spent $32.99 and that included $4 in prescriptions. So, you know, yay. All right, help us all. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess that, of course, is Princess Hana. And Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and hear those coupon receipts. Big Fetty, she did really well on those candles, it's true. And, you know, at a Hallmark store. Hallmark stores rarely have any kind of good sales or anything. And a Yankee candle at a Hallmark store, that's a double win there. The Yankee candles are lovely. In fact, I think Prince, and I may be wrong about this, but I think Princess Hana sent me a bacon scented Yankee candle one year. I don't know if it was crema or anything, but anyway, Princess Hana, thank you so much for the call, and it's good to hear you're doing your crema shopping also. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy
Hi.
Bear. Ethel checked into a motel on her 65th birthday. She was lonely, a little depressed at her advancing age, so decided to risk an adventure. She thought, I'll call one of those men you see advertised in phone books for escorts and sensual massages. She looked through the phone book and found a full-page ad for a guy calling himself Tender Tony, a very handsome man with assorted physical skills flexing in the photo. He had all the right muscles and all the right places. Thick, wavy hair, long, powerful legs, a dazzling smile, six-pack abs, and she felt quite certain she could bounce a dime off of his well-oiled buns. She figured, what the heck? Nobody will ever know. I'll give him a call. Good evening, ma'am. How may I help you? Oh, my, he sounded so sexy. Afraid she was going to lose her nerve if she hesitated, she rushed right in. I hear you give a great massage. I'd like you to come to my motel room and give me one. No, wait, I should be straight with you. I'm in town all alone, and what I really want is sex. I want it hot, and I want it now. Bring implements, toys, everything you've got in your bag of tricks. We'll go at it all night. Tie me up, cover me in chocolate syrup and whipped cream, anything and everything. I'm ready. Now, how does that sound? He said, that sounds absolutely fantastic, but you need to press 9 for an outside line. Have a good day.
That was a good one. Jimmy Man, thank you so much for the call. It is always lovely to start the weekend off with a full right kerfuffle. And Big Vinny, I just love it when Jimmy Man just makes me piddle. Now, I almost said puddle, but it's just a piddle, not a... Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I don't know what I'm going to have on the shows next week, but I got to pre-record them early. So y'all, if you're so inclined, I'd love to get some voice letters. Just pick up the phone sooner rather than later so I can get those done. Because, you know, I'm not going to be doing an end of the bar with the old gal. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And, old gal, I understand you're having guests coming for Turkey Day. You got anybody coming before they get there?
The Mexicans. So you know those Mexicans.
Oh, yes. They will remind them to clean on top of that china cabinet when they're
you
there.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.